back from recess. And I believe we are on BOE number 2015-60, which is 5513 East State Highway 76.
East?
It's the last one on your page there, sir. Go ahead, Mr. Strahan.
This got the 225 index increase, or the 5%, or whatever. If you'll go to the pictures, I'll show you, and why my question was to Jerry a few minutes ago, Mr. Kerbo, about visiting the property before you slap increases on it. And my question to the assessment rolls and to the assessor, is there any other properties in Taney County that is in this condition that's being assessed? If you don't mind, Wes, could you thumb through those four pictures? Now, one of these structures has been removed, and I couldn't tell by the actual So there's your structures that took the increase with no depreciation. This has a mobile home on it. It's old mobile home. I started to have it drug off, and the guy said, well, I'll fix it up good enough to live in. It took an increase, I'm assuming, too, because it's called residential. But that's the inside of that old garage.
Is that it? That's
no, that's my daughter's. That's my daughter. But that's just a question. And that's why I said there should be no increases hit any property that somebody hadn't driven by and visually seen that these shouldn't be on the tax rolls.
And you're saying this took an increase?
Yes, it took the 225 increase or 5%. I don't think they reassessed it. I don't know. I believe they might have, actually, because I think they got part of 9 done. It's hard to say.
If I may add, I just checked with the appraisers, and this one was not reappraised. It did get the 5% increase on those two structures. And I would like the board to think about the fact that for 4 years, from 2011 to 2014, those structures were on at 5% less than what we had it on. If you'll go back to the pictures and look at them, the depreciation didn't just happen in 1 year. James is complaining about the value of these structures. Under his watch, they were valued just 5% less than what we had.
And that's not the argument. I want to make it aware to the board. There's nothing to do with the argument of the value. I want to know why something of this nature was increased.
I'd like
to know. Under the uniformity laws. Do I have a next door neighbor? Do you know where there are properties that look like this that was increased and not depreciated? Why in the world would you increase any property or structure that looks like that? It stayed the same. He said, yeah, well, yeah, I'm the assessor. I'd take an oath to assess every property in the county. Sure, it's on the books. But why would you increase a structure of that nature?
It's pretty handy.
Appraisers' trucks went by that property every single day sometime.
James asked the question, if I may answer it.
Go ahead.
It's the same answer I gave earlier. Those structures, those properties we did not get around to, we added 5%. And the folks that got their increase notice and looked at it and called us and we found things like this, we corrected it.
So if somebody had gone back to you and said, look at this, you said we just didn't have an opportunity to reassess that personally, look at that property.
If they brought us anything that showed that we had them valued wrong, which looks to be the case in this, and I hope you gentlemen will correct it.
You would have changed it.
You bet. We did change it.
You did change it?
We did change it. If someone called us.
Not this one.
Not this one. No, but if someone called in, if James would have come in and said, Chuck, look at this. This isn't right. We would have changed it right then. Until we have to set the book on July 1st, yeah. We made those changes.
But why would you not do that, James?
Well, first of all, if you remember the increase notice fiasco that didn't get out to the people before the deadline, I, as the assessor, came over here on the 14th and took care of my situation because I knew what was fixing to happen. There were 14,000 others that did not have that opportunity and had not been the prior assessor. So I'm not going to jump in front and ask for favors. I want to be treated uniformly and equally to everybody else.
James, I don't believe that it's a favor when a property owner comes to the assessor and says, we've got an issue here. I don't believe it's a favor to look at the issue. And you didn't ask us to look at the issue. You didn't give us an opportunity to make it right when you knew there was something wrong. And again, I challenge the BOE today, correct the value of these properties, these parcels.
That's all I got to say on this property. It's a
James, properties. Is there going to be a different? Is it going to be the same thing on all the properties?
No. No. We're fixing to hit high gear here shortly.
So on this specific property, do we have a motion to either change the value? Are you asking for a certain value? You're just asking for uniformity?
Well, I thought you'd already changed the value, right?
No, sir.
No, sir.
What he's saying is
we changed it up, yes. We added 5%.
They raised it.
And I would suggest that you, just off the cuff without giving it any thought, it ought to be reduced 50% instead of increased 5%. I believe the board should consider that because you look at these pictures, you can tell those structures. The two structures got a total value of $7,045. I don't think that's probably right.
The... When you asked if he changed properties, he was meaning he changed other properties when they came in. And so not this specific one, but ones like it, same circumstance. If they would have gone in, he would have changed them.
I would ask that the board not move it by 50% because there's a mobile home in another building on this. I don't take that. That's why I didn't come in. I didn't want it lowered no 50%.
So there's other structures on there?
Yeah, let me correct that. I said 7,000. Mm-hmm. That was the land value, and James has a good point. The two buildings, one of them is on for $1,297, and the other one's on for $1,029. And we maybe should look at the picture of the mobile home if he's got one. It's on for $4,657, and that brings up to $6,983. But if the mobile home's as bad as those two structures looked at, you should look at those, I think.
They're not that bad. It's not that bad. It's a bad, but it's not that bad.
It's a bad, but not that bad. Well, in every other circumstance, with every other BOE person that's come before us, we've asked them, what do you want us to do as far as a value? So what do you want us to set the value at?
I think it ought to be rolled back to last year's value.
Do we have a motion to do so?
Yeah, I'll make that motion.
We have a motion to roll back... BOE number 2015.
Now, that's this particular property.
Correct.
That's 60. Not the whole county or the whole neighborhood.
Correct. It's just this property. Unless you want to make the motion to do every parcel, but that's up to you. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second to change the BOE number 2015-60 to last year's value, which was a total of $13,917. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries. I believe Randy second.
The next one, are you guys ready?
Can I keep these?
Sure.
Can I frame it?
Yeah.
Yep. I might go to Big Cedar and see if they want to buy that lumber off of me.
Really?
James, which property is this?
That's my daughter's trailer that's set on my property.
So it's none of these that we've looked at?
Not yet.
Okay.
Here's one.
For later.
This is my house coming up. The county displays a 225 index on their printout. That's false.
It does not. It's not a 225. It's a, I suppose, a 5%. But I would like for you to, it's another equation. Wes, I think the picture tells the story.
There's part of it. I'd like to go to the front picture. Yeah, there's part of the soffit problem. There's a front door rotting out. I've had a big insurance quarrel going on. A big insurance quarrel. And they won't pay on any soffit problems. So we've been talking about that. But this is what my house looks like. I mean, you can almost see it from the road. This is a basement home dug into the wall of a hill.
Earthen berm home?
Earthen berm home with a straight roof on it. I wish I had a photo for you. This took an increase from our assessor's office. So I wanted you, there's the exposure of that.
Is that brick or cement?
That brick on the front, just on the very front of it, that's to keep the same
Now, is this your personal home?
This is my personal home. Now, my wife, you go in it, it's a pretty nice home in there. She keeps the floor swept and keeps my meals cooked on the inside of this home. But I'm a little concerned, and like I said, I invited our state representative here. And, of course, he did have another something to do. But the part of the statute that says that home can raise without nobody looking at it is wrong. It's wrong for the people. It's wrong for the citizenry. This home took about a 6% increase. But like I say, the county PRC, if I'd have went and got it, is totally wrong to my increase notice. Same quarrel that I've had all the way through. And I don't know how in the world that can happen.
Did you go to the assessor's office?
No.
And say this is wrong?
No. For years I let we appraised it. The state approved it. But now what's really confusing is what they call construction units. If you turn the page, you'll see them. And if you go down the line, you'll see construction units 106. Now, I'm going to tell you a deep, dark secret.
Where are you at?
On the PRC that's false.
Where are you?
I don't know. PRC, it'll say construction units 106.
Can you ask it?
Right there. That's what starts determining your cost. And that's usually based on the quality of the home.
What up, $610 assessed value?
Yeah. But what I found out, a lot of homes didn't rate it up there at that 106. Mr. Williams, yours is not. Yours is not 106.
It's not a 106, meaning what's good and what's
bad. That's determining what it's built out of and the construction units and the quality of them.
What are you doing looking? Why are you bringing me into this?
Mike's house is not at 106. It's at 88, I think. Donna's house is not. It's at 98, 78, somewhere along in that area.
What is he talking about?
The construction units determines the value at the end.
And that's the quality of what's there.
Where did this come from? I never heard of it.
Comes out of the Honeycutt Mass Appraisal System. That's the appraisal system
we use. Mass Appraisal, I don't know anything about that.
Quality of materials, basically.
Type of vinyl siding, how about their cost?
I understand. Mr. Pennell's house is 103. That's how I compare homes sometimes on whether I'm being treated the same. Now, this is a basement home, and usually the construction units, we've seen them as low as 56, because you pour three walls, dig a hole, and back that house back in it. But like I say, Mr. Pennell's is a 103. It's graded a C+, which adds some extra units, but I couldn't figure out the differences. Why a two-story home versus my home, dug back in the ground as a single story, would be a 106, and his would be a 103. Well, when checking it out, I found that Mr. Pennell's house, evidently it had a mathematical error and had decreased in value by $47,000. And
who appraised my house, James?
I helped measure it.
But currently, who appraised my house?
I don't have no idea. I think Kenny Davis.
No. Try the state tax commission.
Yes.
You know that, James.
Someone who assessed yours for 60.
Well, I've got one here. I've got something here that's really confusing.
Let's leave individual names that aren't elected officials out of it. I mean,
okay.
And I know he asked, and you answered.
I don't mind.
I know he asked, and you answered, but...
And you can pass this photo down if you want to. This is Mr. Pennell.
And that goes for all of us. Just, I mean, I don't think it's right to...
Well, I thought it'd be more familiar if I used people that we knew were going to be in the room. I'm sorry. I won't mention names.
That we can reference. They're not elected officials, so I don't think they need to be called out on any...
Well, what I've got here, on May 7th, it says Kenny Davis was in the record.
James, oh, so it's part of public record? Okay.
Well, he's the appraiser. I got to use his name.
Okay.
But here on May 14th, or on April 14th, I've got a card approved by Jim Kyle of the State Tax Commission. Got his initial on it, J.K. And I know that's Jim Kyle because I've seen those initials over the past 16 years. Now, the value Jim Kyle approved on this house, with 103 units still yet, comparing to mine, was $302,000. And I'll present this to the board. Done. 4/14 of 15. But then I've got another piece of paper that shows Mr. Davis changed that in May.
What's the, when it says total units, 20 and then 103 to equal 123?
Those units are a classification.
Okay.
My
so
house
it
is
has
class.
To be total.
Yeah, yeah. But there's a difference in the square footage and the way the house was appraised. It says, but Mr. Davis, maybe he didn't do it. I don't know. I don't understand why they signed the papers and Mr. Davis is right here. It says 2015-57. K. Davis.
What papers were signed?
The paper that Jim Kyle went out and approved the appraisal of your house.
So who signed that paper?
Says J.K.
Okay. Well, you've been talking about Kenny quite a bit, and I didn't know if Kenny had signed it or Mr.
But
Kyle had signed it.
They changed a whole bunch of stuff on there, and Mr. Pennell had been in front of this board. I can't understand because it changes it more down to what this dug-in basement home's points are. That's why I pulled it as a comparable. They found a difference in the square footage, and then the points disappeared. Some of the points disappeared. They're just gone. Bringing this lower value. Mr. Pennell's house was set in 2011 by the Board of Equalization on his suggestion. I've got a copy of it here. Then in 2013, he submitted an appraisal done in 2012, setting the value of his home. But then he's decreased it now, $47,000 from that appraisal.
Excuse me, James keeps throwing these little things out. He's throwing anything he can to see if he can get to stick. The appraiser, the assessor, does not appraise his own house. That's not true. James knows that's not true. He's just throwing stuff to you to see if it'll stick. So watch out.
So what...
Well, now, who appraised your house?
The State Tax Commission. And Kenny comes into it because they sat down, the state tax official, and sat down at Kenny's desk using his computer, and that's why Kenny's name's on there.
What is the...
And if you could go, if since I'm on trial, my own house is on trial here today, they did turn my appeal down in 2013 with a appraisal by Mr. Jackson. They turned it down.
And Mr. Jackson,
now, this appraisal, you say Mr. Jackson.
I came to the Board of Equalization in 2013 with an appraisal which Jim or James just talked about.
At that time, you were assessor elect?
No. In 2013. No, that was before the election, I believe, wasn't it? July. Yeah. Got elected in.
Well, but there was
wait a minute. No, I was elected a year before. So, yeah, I was.
But you weren't in office. You were elect. Yeah. So he was an elect. So at that time, the BOE felt that it wouldn't be appropriate for us to set the incoming assessor's value. So we went ahead at that time.
Even though they had
the
appraisal from a local appraiser.
Who actually sat on the BOE at the time. Or
you say appraisal. This is not an assessor appraisal.
This is a certified appraisal.
That's a local appraisal.
That the board uses to set values when there's a question on it. They get an outside appraisal most of the time.
But that time...
This appraisal says $291,000.
Hold on, but at that time, again, because he was coming into office, the BOE at that time chose to send it on to the State Tax Commission so that they could hear it and not the BOE.
Okay, but you mentioned Mr. Jackson. That's an independent appraisal?
Correct.
Yes. Russell Jackson?
Yes, sir. And Russell Jackson actually submitted that appraisal. I got this appraisal from the Board of Equalization. I didn't carry this appraisal around for any reason. This is part of the record. And if I need to submit it again, I will.
Now, didn't Russell Jackson also run for appraiser office?
He and I ran against each other, yeah, in 2012.
But that has nothing to do with this, correct?
No. The issue is, I had a valid appraisal.
Right.
And because I was assessor-elect, they decided not to accept that appraisal. Would you call that discrimination?
That. We didn't decide not to accept the appraisal. We decided it would be best to send it on to the State Tax Commission and let them set the value, because they'd be doing it anyways.
But now where I'm headed with this, up or down or in between, the rest of the county gets a 5% increase. I'm trying to work away from this discrimination and uniformity up here, but I can't seem to get there with the facts. The rest, Mr. Pennell said this morning, they either got reassessed to the 225 or a 5% increase. But yet his property, assessed by the state, Jim Kyle, which has been adamant at forcing an index increase in Taney County, adamant to the point of withholding the funds, helping withhold the funds because I wouldn't do it, now sounds like was in on lower. Mr. Pendle's house, but $47,000 this year.
So are you saying, James, that the State Tax Commission cut the value of my house because I did an increase? Is that what you're saying?
I don't have no idea.
What are you saying? You're saying something to us.
I'm saying, how can you justify raising one without raising them all?
Well, I can tell you why. This appraisal was lower. I had another appraisal because I borrowed money on it that came in at 250 something. I don't know what it was. But if you got an issue, you need to go to the State Tax Commission. Just like they assess your house, they assess my house. And you're all into discrimination.
They didn't increase my house.
James, what is it you want? What do you want us to do?
I don't know what to do with it, Jerry. I found all this evidence. Why is these things happening in Taney County?
I am totally confused.
Uniformity. Uniformity and discrimination is what I should... This house went up. This pretty close to a Victorian-style treasure went down. I don't understand it, and I'm trying to get what compares to my house. Let's go on to the next one. It gets better.
Real quick, we want
to... I want to go to my daughter's.
So we are on... Yes.
Mr. Chairman, again, if James's house is over-assessed, this board should look at that.
Do you have a value that you'd think that's worth?
Well, there was a big photo on my wall when I was assessor. The value is what the taxpayer thinks his house worth, and they had one of them shanties like was falling down, and then it had the big mansion over here. And it says the value of what the assessors think the house is worth.
Right.
So I'm not reaching. I want to be. I told.
He's not going to tell you what the value is. You can tell that.
Do we have a motion to do anything with this specific BOE number?
Well, no, wait a minute.
Yes, sir.
Now, Brennan, you've been on this board before, right?
Unfortunately.
And I was under the impression that the purpose of this board was to present something in terms of whether to lower, raise, equal, things like that.
That's when it's presented to us as an over-evaluation, because of the way it was filed, which is discrimination and uniformity, there's other things we have to look at. He's not presenting anything to us to lower. He's presenting us facts in order to be able to take it on the State Tax Commission and get on public record. That's his entire intent.
Well, now I'm independent. I've known you a long time, and I haven't known you. But seems to me, James, like your presentation is directed at the assessor that they don't know what they're doing.
Oh, no, they know what they're doing.
I think they're
screwing it up.
His accusations is there's not uniformity and that there is discrimination. That's what he's claiming.
And I'm really pursuing saying the increase the entire county took as an index increase should be wiped out by the State Tax Commission. This is starting my argument that it created uniformity problems and discrimination problems, and why they ordered such a thing and allowed a portion of it to be implemented, a portion not.
Well, as I recall from reading the papers many years ago, you've kind of had an issue with the Tax Commission a long time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm kind of like our old friend over at Cashville. If they didn't exist, it'd be a wonderful thing. And I'll go on record saying it. I've done it before. So that's what this is the... Now then, the reason my house went up is in particular houses just like Chuck Nell's.
Excuse me one second. Are we still on BOE number 2015-61?
Yes.
You have not...
The reason my index went up. Right now, his house is assessed $100,000 less than what it was built for.
How do you know what it was built for?
You told us we did a wonderful job assessing it the very first year.
I told you what it was built for.
Okay, here's how the ratios figured that get your index. They take what it's appraised for versus what it cost to build. That determines the value of how far apart and how big this index need to be. Well, guess what? Mr. Pennell's house indicates over a 4.1 index would be needed to bring it in compliancy. My house shows as a ratio that it needs a perfect 1 of what it was cost to build versus what it would sell for.
Why would you specifically pick Mr. Pennell's house?
Because it showed up on the roll as a roll.
Why not pick my house, sir? Somebody else's house.
Built the same way.
The reason I picked his house, you guys are all assessed the same. What argument have I got with that? I withdrew cases because I was assessed the same.
I've withdrew them today.
Mine increased, Dave.
That's right. And it shouldn't have. I'll tell you why whenever we get out of the meeting.
I agree that it should have increased. I want to pay the taxes. But I agree.
Because your house is on ag grant.
I got a great answer. Why don't you add a couple hundred thousand or a hundred thousand to my house, and then James would be happy.
I don't think we're able to do that. I think it all has to be done through the state tax commission, doesn't it?
Well, makes about as much sense as what you're having presented to you.
I think what he's trying to prove is there's, again, uniformity issues and discrimination issues.
We could look at that for the last 16 years and make the same argument.
Regardless of that.
Here's a spreadsheet that I started after a few months of in the office and looking at the sales letters we get. And you'll see the first so many are parcels that we were way high on. When I say way, I looked at like 20% or more off of value. You'll find a number there that we were considerably high on. Then you'll see the next section is the one that we were considerably low on. And I just plug these in. I think there's like 130 of them. And when you get to the end, you're going to see that on a vast majority of the properties, we were considerably low. And so that's why I added the 5%. I mean, make a decision on what James is talking about. Aren't you all getting tired of this?
Well, again, the decision is to... I'm waiting on the
numbers. Take the 5% away or double it or do something.
5% away on everybody?
Or ask James what he wants you to do. I mean, you've asked him before, but try it again. Find out what he wants you to do to stop this charge of discrimination and not being uniform.
My assumption is he wants to send it on to the state tax commission so we can present the same case there. Am I incorrect?
I want to tell you about this subdivision.
Well, I asked a question.
If I don't tell you about this subdivision, I can't tell you what I want you to do.
This
subdivision is 1/4 mile from my house.
Okay.
It consists of houses just like Mr. Pinnell's.
Can we show evidence of other things besides Mr. Pinnell's house?
Sure. I'll show you these.
Okay.
These houses went up.
Can we refrain
0.01%. I've got paper here for you.
Can we refrain from singling out?
I won't say a name. Okay. There's four houses in a subdivision, ranging from $275,000 to $430,000. One of them went up 0.01%. One of them went up 6.4%. One of them went up 2%. One of them went down 4.3%. They're right here. The PRCs don't tell that. That roll down does.
Can I look at those and see if I can make some explanations?
Actually, you have the whole thing. It's starting to get heavy.
So I guess Chuck does have a good question, though. What are you wanting the board to do?
Do whatever you think's fair. I sat right in front of Mr. Pinnell last week, and I said, I want to be treated exactly like my neighbors. I wanted to be treated. I don't care what. He said, I want to talk value. I said, I'm not interested in value. I want to be treated the same. Because an index increase, it don't matter who you are, you're all to take it. You're all to take that increase. They don't have nothing to do with your points or nothing that I presented you. You're to take it no matter what. But to come in and decrease part of them and not increase part of them, that's why I put on my form. So to ask me what I want, I don't know what I want. I want to present information to you to show you what's happened. And to show you that your neighbor, in four instances, is not treated the same as you are.
I'd like to ask you gentlemen to think about something. In 2007, James did a index increase from a 190 to a 2.2. James raised the index.
2.2 or 2.02?
2.02, what did I say?
2.2. I was just making sure I was on the right same page.
2.02. Okay. From a 190 to a 2.02. That resulted in a, according to James, about a 6% increase across the board. Okay? I'd ask James, did you and your staff that 1 year, did you get around and look at every property?
We sure did.
You looked at all 46,000 properties?
Sure, it's not hard to do. I don't know why you haven't got it done.
Okay, well, we got that straight.
We actually had 4 trucks out one time. It says in the statute that you run reassessment every 2 years.
But Kenny just explained that they did drive by every structure, but they did not get out of the truck, did not look behind the house.
And that's a false statement. We got out and we looked at the houses to the precinct. And I'll show you why. We're fixing to get into some of that. Kenny, there's a house here you need to go get on the highway. It's off the books.
Good. Can we take a 5-minute recess, please?